Hey guys, it's DJ Pub Dog in the Morning Show. It's me, aka The Rebel. We're here today, we're going to talk about the hogweed panic. So it started out all the way in Chesterfield County, Virginia, but now they're saying that it's supposedly in Monroe, Virginia, which if you're out of state or you're out of country, Monroe, Virginia is a little small country town in Amherst all the way down 130 little ways in the parkway. Anyways, that's not the point. Hogweed, it's basically a long, tall, stocky plant. Got like, almost like poison ivy leaves. And a huge, like, got like a white flower head almost. Looks like,
If you let an onion overgrow on the ground, it'll look like it'll make like this bunch of little flowers.
Yeah, if you let it, basically what he's saying, is if you couldn't hear him, is it's like an onion. If you leave it in the ground too long and it overgrows, that's basically what it looks like. But anyways, so if you see it, don't touch it because it'll give you third degree burns and everything. And it'll put you in the hospital for a couple weeks. There was a kid out of Blacksburg. He was going to Virginia Tech. And he got seriously burned from it. So this is some serious stuff. You don't need to like screw around with it and get burned. If it gets in your eyes, you're permanently blind. There's no... Whoops, it's in my eyes. Oh no, I can't see nothing. Oh my god. No, that's permanent. Like, it ain't no freaking joke. It's just permanently there.
Okay, I'm back.
It's nothing to mess with. It's just kind of scary if you think about it. Because you can be out here mowing one day, then the next day you're sitting there, and bam, you run over it. You can't see. You got a freaking hole burnt in your arm or something. So what do you guys say about it? What do you guys say about Pug Dog?
Well, it's a quite stupid plant that... Who freaking knows how it got here?
It got imported. Yeah, at least that's what China? I believe. I believe it got imported. Yeah. Anyways, that's all the time we got for now. We'll continue next time. Thank you.